Well, good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Doing all right, huh? Good, good, good. I'm so glad. So I got a question for you. This is a hard question. Ready?
Yeah.
What in the world is transfiguration?
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one. What's today's Transfiguration Sunday? And the Gospel of Mark that we heard this morning? It said, and he was transfigured in front of him.
What?
Yes, good sound effect. Boing! Yeah. What's transfiguration? Well, I got to thinking about it. It means that they...
I was thinking about it while I was sleeping in the nighttime.
At least you weren't thinking about it while you were sleeping in your pew. That will be them in just a few minutes. Well, it means to be changed. And so I've been trying to figure out what gets sort of transfigured. And you know what I got to thinking about? Butterflies.
Oh!
Oh! Butterflies. Where do butterflies come from? For caterpillars, right? So, did you... Who knew that?
Me.
You knew that? You have seen one come out. Isn't it wonderful?
I have butterflies near my room too when I'm walking outside and when I'm driving in the car.
There's always butterflies around. So I got a question for you. Does a caterpillar look like a butterfly?
No.
Okay.
Because it has a long tail.
Yeah, so let's think about that. They don't have wings. So what happens is the caterpillar boogieing around, eating those leaves, enjoying life, avoiding the birds whenever he can. And then he does what? He makes a cocoon. And he goes inside the cocoon. And then after a while, what happens?
Butterfly.
Now, here's the question. The butterfly that comes out of the cocoon, is it the same dude as the caterpillar that went into the cocoon?
Yes.
It is.
Except they have wings.
It looks different, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's
and
magic.
I'm inclined to agree. Kind of it is. It's really just how God made things. And so I'm kind of curious, if it's the same dude, but it looks totally different, the caterpillar boogies around trying to eat, and he eats leaves and leaves and leaves and loves those leaves and tries to avoid birds. Does the butterfly eat the leaves?
No.
But it's the same dude.
Yeah, it is.
But he's different. Well, I want to thank you for degrading this whole thing into magic at this point. But actually, what I was thinking of is it's transformation. It's transfiguration. Jesus goes up the mountain, and it says he was transfigured, which meant that there was light shining around him. He looked different to his disciples. But when he came down the mountain, was he the same dude? Now, wait a minute. So the butterfly goes in the cocoon, and he's the same dude when he comes out, but Jesus goes up the mountain. Who was he?
He was a butterfly.
Oh, for God's sake. Who knew? He's still Jesus when he comes back down. But you're right, he's also a little different. He's a little different. Because when he comes down the mountain, you'll notice that he changes direction. He starts to head for Jerusalem. So, although I gotta admit, I don't really understand transfiguration all that much. What I do know is a little bit like a butterfly. It's something changes and still remains the same. So, well, I want to thank you for entertaining me so much today. And I want to wish you a lovely afternoon and enjoy your nap.